This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, it's 7 after the hour, and it's Wednesday, the 18th of April. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. As Jennifer Horn. Excuse me.
You okay there, Dougie?
Yes, I just had
don't
a...
Don't cry. It's okay.
I'm okay. I'll see you. Thank you very much. Jennifer Horn is here, bringing me along. Victoria Keelan, bringing me along. Kara Schillen, bringing me along. We're all set and ready to go. We're ready for you, Jennifer. What are the trending stories in this hour?
Well, obviously, the top trending story today is Barbara Bush, who passed away yesterday at 92 years old. And it's really interesting to go back at the and look at the life of Barbara Bush. And people describe her as a force to be reckoned with, and someone who was very funny, but very tough, very strong. She obviously fought for literacy as a first lady. And on Tuesday, she died at 92, holding the hand of her husband, George H.W. Bush.
Aww.
And so people wonder why Barbara Bush had the pearls, why she always did the hair, why that was her signature look. And just in poking around a little bit, she talked to her granddaughter, Jenna Bush Hager, on the Today Show on her 90th birthday. And she said the reason she wore the pearls was to cover the wrinkles. And then she added, which they no longer do because you can't wear pearls all over your face. And she then said that the reason she kept her white hair is that it was just easier. She said she loved sports and being outdoors. And the white hair was because she wanted to play golf and tennis, and she wanted to swim. And she said, as I'm sure someone else will tell you, orange, green, yellow, depending upon how much chlorine in the pool. So I decided to go white and keep it that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people reaching out and paying tribute to the life of Barbara Bush. President Trump doing something that's not always common when a first lady passes. He ordered the flags to be flown at half staff. So they're doing that today in Washington, D.C. and all across the country, which I think is a nice tribute to her.
He wrote a nice tribute to her. As I said before, though, I thought the best one from non-family members was the one Bill Clinton wrote about her and his relationship with them. The clock ticks on and people move. Looking at the pictures of them when they first got together, it's
so
pretty interesting to see how they developed in their own looks over the years. So,
as many rumors fly around about George H.W. Bush, she really did seem dedicated to him. And she said the longevity of their relationship is that he could still make her laugh. And they went to bed together every night, I guess. And it was their tradition to say, I love you. And one of the reporters who was covering it last night said that was the first night that George H.W. Bush would go to bed without saying that. And
I don't give him much time. I don't see him lasting much longer.
Yeah.
All right. On to happier news, like the IRS.
Yes.
Tax day, good news. If you thought it was yesterday, that's fake news, because tax day is today. The IRS payment site crashed.
Well, it wasn't fake news.
I'm teasing.
Get their you-know-what together.
Well, yeah, the IRS, the site where you put the payments in, the e-file system, it crashed right before the deadline. So the IRS extended a
tax
day.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yes, it's now officially today. So you have one more day. Get it done.
Right,
and I know we're going to talk later about the Southwest flight, but I don't know if you guys heard this, because trending right now, another Southwest Airlines flight was just forced to land after a bird struck it. This happened, of course, and people's nerves were a little tense. I'm sure it was a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced to land in Nashville right after takeoff. They experienced this bird strike, as they call it. An incident comes right after that plane engine exploded in the air. This was flight 577. It departed from Nashville on its way to Phoenix, but was forced to turn around 24 minutes later. Everybody is safe, however. The plane is back in Nashville and taken out of service for a maintenance review.
All right. So I want to go back to tax day and e-filing and things that are done with your money. I think this is a very astute way of us understanding what a lot of people really are unable to accept about where the money goes. So I'm going to give you a few examples of how much money is spent, where your tax dollars are working or not working. Do you know how much money, when you think about a trillion dollars, how much money is $1 trillion? And think about it in terms of our budget today. $1 trillion was the entire federal budget in 1976. So here's what the money was used to buy. 160, this is what we did with some of your money back in 1976, and some of your money is still being used for these things today when we have a budget that's almost three times, right? In 40 years, the budget is almost tripled. In 1976, we built 169,492 Black Hawk helicopters. Used a number of them here, but we've sold them all around the world. Think about that and what is being done in the name of you. Billions of dollars for I'm not just talking about military spending. The other things, roadways, how much money has been spent to fix roads. I was driving on an interstate the other day that was so bad, and I looked at the, you know, you hear me all the time harping or maybe carping about how badly they fix these roads. This road barely had a 2-inch skim coat on it, and through the course of the winter, it's all been eaten away. I hit two potholes at the same time as driving a truck. It was so hard on the front of the truck started shaking, and I had to almost come to a complete stop for the shaking to start. That's how bad the potholes were. And so the amount of money that was spent last year, I think it was close to $400 billion on roadways, road works and stuff. Here's another one. The Department of Homeland Security funneling millions of dollars to local governments for purchasing high-tech video camera networks. The Surveillance Society is among us. And so those of you who concern yourself with privacy rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, $23 billion in federal grants to local government for equipment and training to help supposedly combat terrorism. Is it really? Or is it just a way of you being observed, watches? You know the TV show Person of Interest? That was built all around the world of cameras that we live in. So I'm taking stock of some of the things that we spend our tax dollars on. I remember Will Rogers said it's a good thing that we don't get as much government as we pay for. Maybe there's something to be said for that. Let's see. I don't know. I'm looking at some of these other things. Maybe it becomes boring. You haven't gotten the hook from me yet, but I see some of the things. Maybe it becomes pedantic after a long time of doing this. Almost every year, it's the same thing. We talk about it. Maybe do we feel better getting upset about it, or is it just... what do we do about this? What do we do about the runaway spending? Trump ran on saving money. He's spending more than anybody else ever has. Why? He claims that we need to have more money spent on defense. No, if you're a good manager, no matter who you are, you're going to cut the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. That's what you look at the entire system. There's no, every business that's worth its salt, I know this now because we have a new government in our town of Framingham, and the school department, zero-based budget. They got a new superintendent, zero-based. You got to justify everything you're spending the money on. So now there's pressure on the new mayor to do the same thing. But that's the way businesses run. You can't, but in the federal government, there's this whole thing, if you don't spend the amount of money, you won't get that much next year. What kind of thinking is that? And where does it come from? And why is it allowed? And how come more people aren't talking about it? And we just say, oh, well, that's government. Well, you know what? You get what you deserve. If that's your attitude, then stop bitching about how much you're paying taxes. I don't like what I'm paying in taxes, and I at least say something, whether I do, you know, whether it has any impact or not, I don't know. But
I think that's how a lot of people feel. A lot of people are frustrated by all the same things, but it's overwhelming. And then you just feel like you're banging your head against a concrete wall. Yeah. You know, it's just, what can you do? You can vote out your local representatives. You can vote out people. But the new people going in, you just cited Trump saying he was going to cut all the spending, and he didn't do that. So you can't even trust that whoever you vote in is going to do what they say. Yeah. It's very frustrating.
All right, enough on the tab. This is too negative. Let's keep going on something that's much better. 16 after the hour. Good night's rest. I had some interesting business news yesterday, and I'm one who says don't take it to bed with you, and yet I do sometimes. And it takes its toll. And you don't have a good night's sleep. Was it yesterday we were talking about one good night's sleep?
Yeah,
one bad night's sleep. Are you away to Alzheimer's?
What disease it was, but it was something.
It's Alzheimer's. Yeah, it's already affecting you.
Yeah, thank you. Sleep enhances your immune system. Sleep helps prevent weight gain. Sleep improves your mental health, your disposition is much better. It improves your sex drive. All kinds of good reasons for getting a good night's rest. So let's pay attention, pay homage, if you will, to the folks at MyPillow who are doing their best to make your night's rest that much better. And so it's with great enthusiasm that I announce the continuation of their 50% off sale. Everything that you get at MyPillow.com when you use the code DJV is at half price. And you get free shipping for things like the mattress. Save $100 on that mattress they have. 120-day money-back guarantee. Who offers that with a mattress? Pillows are their mainstay, made in America. You can wash them. You can dry them. Jennifer is one who attests all the time to how nicely you can sort of form them into this, your neck and your, shape them for your neck and your head, so you get a nice, comfortable, soft sleep that is very supportive. Enjoy four MyPillows for the price of two and say yes to a better night's rest. Get started. If you haven't done business with MyPillow, go there now. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, order the pillows, and then see what else they have that can help you out. You're going to love those pillows. You will, and you choose different levels. They ask you, give you some, when you talk to them, it's really a very interesting experience. Get started, though. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints. Calitren. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitren?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitren that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitren. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off when you use the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Supreme Court yesterday ruled that a statute requiring the deportation of non-citizens who commit felonies is unlawfully vague. So what do we do with that, especially the people that want to clean house here? What do we do with that, Jennifer?
Well, there was a lot of people shocked who said, Neil Gorsuch, one of Trump's picks for the Supreme Court,
the liberals,
sided with the more liberal members of the Supreme Court. But his argument was not necessarily the same argument that they had, which you would expect as far as immigration goes from that side of the aisle. What Neil Gorsuch says is that this law is just too vague. So the court has decided they're going to send this back to Congress for clarification, and no doubt it will probably make its way back up to them again at some point for another decision as this works its way through the system. But a lot of people were saying this is a loss to Trump's immigration policy. Really, I think it's more about Congress actually doing the job it's supposed to do, and that's legislation.
Yep. Fix it. That's what you're here for, boys and girls. Fix the problem. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Three and change after the hour, DJV time with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Here's some info. If you want to feel great about the music of your life, I have a list of the top five best guitarists in the world according to rankings in Total Guitar Magazine. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Number five, Brian May from Queen.
Good choice.
Number four, Guns N' Roses, Slash.
All right.
Number three, Eric Clapton with his slow hand. Number two, you agree with that one, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting to see who two and one are, though, but yeah.
Number two is Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. And number one is playing in the background, James Hendrix with an X.
I don't know that I'd put Jimmy Page above Clapton.
No, I don't know that I would either, but I'm just telling you what guitar.
And you know who I would... My write-in for number six would easily, without a doubt, be Prince. He was such a phenomenal guitar player.
Kurt
but
Cobain
I think a lot of
from Nirvana would be in there.
No,
Pink Floyd's
no.
David Gilmour.
Kurt Cobain was a very average guitar player. He was nowhere. I would not put him anywhere
no,
in the top
no.
50.
No,
no! Way. No way.
No.
There's so many other people who are way better.
No! All right. Ed Sheeran, musically in the news, along with Kendrick Lamar, about whom we have spoken because he won the Pulitzer Prize for the music that came from the Black Panther. Well, he and Ed Sheeran lead the Billboard Music Award nomination list. 15 of those puppies apiece. Both are up for top artists, competing against Drake, Taylor Swift, and Bruno Mars. Mars has 14 nominations. Imagine Dragons earned 10 nominations. Other multiple nominations, let's see, Justin Bieber, The Worm, is up for being the biggest worm of the year. Cardi B has 8. Despacho hitmakers, is it Luis Fonsi?
Despacito, not him Despacho. Too. It's not a soup.
All right, so why don't you...
so Despacito.
You finish the list then, because some of these names are not on the top of my hitmaker list.
Oh, really? You're not a Despacito fan?
I'm not a Despacito fan, no. I like Coldplay. I noticed they're
yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Coldplay, Yeah, the interesting thing, Coldplay is up for top touring artist, and they're up against Guns N' Roses, and you never hear Guns N' Roses mentioned in the Billboard Music Awards because it's been so far past their prime. But Guns N' Roses made so much money on that, this most recent tour with Axl Rose singing with them again that it's kind of impressive. They have a real shot at winning this.
For them.
They're going up against Ed Sheeran, U2, and Bruno Mars.
Good. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Let's see, what else have we got? Musically, Jimmy Buffett in the musical news this week. We know him from Margaritaville and so many other great songs.
And the Broadway show, too.
Yeah, this guy is a money
Margaritaville
machine.
Now. Oh,
so
yeah.
So now he's going to open, listen to this. He's come up with a plan with a national development company to open retirement homes. Margaritaville.
Oh, man. Of course. I'm surprised he hasn't thought of it sooner.
Margaritaville retirement homes.
Oh, man.
The retirement home of your... This is a promo sheet for Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. If you relish your days as a tourist covered in oil, you like boiled shrimp, your retirement dream awaits. So Jimmy Buffett and the Parrotheads are starting a retirement community company called Latitude Margaritaville. And the first one is in, of course, Florida in Daytona. And then they're going to go, they have beachfront access, lap pools, spas, and all that sort of thing.
That is a genius idea.
Isn't it?
It's a genius.
Yeah. 7,000 homes being built.
Wow.
$1 billion in the budget. 2 and 3 bedroom homes in communities selling in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. They're going to make, they're going to manufacture, they're going to print money.
Yep.
From this.
Wow.
What a
How
great,
we didn't think of that?
I don't know. The Doug Steffen, what do? A farm retirement home. A retirement home for old broadcasters.
Less exciting than anything that includes margaritas.
28 past the hour, yeah.
Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo.
In today's news, Ford claimed they will have the freshest lineup in the automotive industry. They told the press most of their big profits come from trucks and utility vehicles. Ford announced their F-Series truck sales are a $41 billion business, which is bigger than Coke and Nike. Ford's entire SUV lineup will be refreshed, and some of those new vehicles are already seeing increases in sales, like the Ford Expedition, which sales are up 49% since the introduction of the new model. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Get the right time, Junior.
35.
Okay. I was making a potato. That's what it is.
A potato?
A potato.
For breakfast?
I forgot. Oh, yeah.
You know he eats the weirdest stuff for breakfast.
All right. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schilling is here. Let's get to the bottom of one of the most interesting stories. There are two names connected with that Southwest Airlines flight engine blows apart. lady named Jennifer Reardon is sucked out of the plane, or half sucked out, and she loses her life. Lovely lady, 43 years old, worked for Wells Fargo, couple of children. Sad.
Yeah.
The real story here, other than her life, is the story of the pilot. And this is one of those things, for me anyway, that makes this such an interesting and important story in terms of our considering what's gone on the past 24 hours and the kinds of people to be thankful for. Most of us who fly a lot, I'll fly probably 140,000, 150,000 miles this year. When I get on the plane, I always look in the cockpit. I want somebody who's got gray hair or no hair sitting in the left seat.
That is so sexist. And ageist.
I didn't tell you whether I wanted a woman. I was about to say before you.
I only want women with no hair.
No, gray-haired women are fine. This lady was one of the first combat pilots in the Air Force and was hired when she got out of the Air Force by Southwest, sits in the second chair for a long time, then becomes a pilot, one of their most distinguished. And so under the circumstances, when you think about how lucky you are, and that's really what it is, it's luck to a certain extent. This pilot, listen to how calm she is as she's talking to air traffic control.
Injured passengers, okay, and is your airplane physically on fire?
Fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out? About the 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there.
So, you're talking about somebody.
And to just calmly tell them somebody went out the window?
That's what I'm saying.
Just keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. You listen to the calmness in her voice.
And this makes me so happy on so many levels. This woman is obviously so well trained. She was one of the first women in the military to fly an F-18. She has an incredible resume. But this, to me, every time you hear some misogynistic guy say, oh, we can't have women in this position or in that position because, they're emotional. And what if they're on their period? And you hear this stuff. And then you hear the actual audio of this woman who is a boss. And she is nailing it. It makes me so happy. Happy because it's evidence.
Play the audio again, Kara.
Injured passengers, okay, and is your airplane physically on fire?
Fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out? About the 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there.
Yeah.
He's more panicked than she is.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting part, is to just see how shocked he sounds that someone has gone out and shows how rare something like that is to happen in the way that she's able to deal with something.
By the way, we're talking about this woman. I haven't mentioned her name. It's Tammy Jo Schultz, I believe is how you pronounce her name. S-H-U-L-T-S. I'm looking at a picture of her from 1990 in her garb as the pilot of a plane in the Air Force, a fighter pilot, first woman fighter pilot. And so we're listening to the audio that came from the plane. We have part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit. We've got injured passengers. The air traffic controller, you're right, Victoria, sounds more panicked than she was.
And apparently the passengers said once they landed, Tammy Jo Schultz, the captain, went through the entire cabin and talked with every single passenger just to make sure that, they were okay. Was anyone else injured? She really was just took control of the entire situation as a captain should. And she's like the female Sully.
Sully. That's exactly you and I in the same place at the same moment. Same thing. Those people are alive today because of her.
Yep.
God love her. It could have been a far worse catastrophe under any number of circumstances, but
I'm always curious about, not to take away from her, but I'm just curious about your stories, Doug, because I feel like you've been on a ton of planes. Have you ever been on a plane that you thought was going to go down? Have you ever had to put the oxygen mask on?
Yes.
Oh, I never had that. Wow.
That's just listening to the different passengers and stuff that were on the plane, and they were saying within 5 seconds of, I guess they heard an explosion, and that was the engine, you know, the front of the engine coming off, and then their oxygen masks came down immediately. I always, you know, I listen to them when they're talking in the beginning, and I can't imagine what it's like to have to do that. And, you know, they always say, put it on yourself first before you put it on your kids.
Yep.
What's it like to actually have to do that? Are you scared that you're going to die, or do you trust the pilots?
I had to change my underwear, literally, after that.
Oh,
I was flying from, it was in the bus business, it was in the 1970s. I think it was 78 or 79 in there, and I had just bought a new bus made by a company down in Brownsville, Texas. So I was on my way down to pick up the bus, and I had somebody working with me. We were going to take turns driving the bus back, and I had to fly from Boston to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to New Orleans, and then from New Orleans over to McAllen, Texas. So I had watched the morning news to see... and I take a couple of days off because I was doing a morning radio program in Boston on the station where I was for 13 years. And so I'd taken a couple of days off to go get the bus. It was a Friday morning. We were down on Friday, and we'd been back. We would have been back. Oh, we still were back on Sunday night. So the forecast was for wild weather in Atlanta. So I'm figuring, okay, we'll get into Atlanta. There was a close connection. We'll get out of there and not have to worry about it. Okay, so we flew into Atlanta, got on the plane, 737 Delta, flying to New Orleans. We take off. About 40 minutes into the flight, the captain comes on and says, we're going to experience some turbulence. And, okay, so you get that. You're always getting that from the pilot. Didn't think much of it. And a few minutes later, one of the flight attendants went back and up and down and said, we're going to have some really rough turbulence. You need to make sure that everything's put away and your seatbelt is buckled tightly. And she emphasized tightly.
Ooh.
So at this point, I'm looking out left-hand side. I'm on the left-hand side in the aisle seat. Looking out, the sky's beautiful blue, a few clouds here and there. I look to the right, other side of the plane. The sky is pitch black. I mean nighttime black. And so the pilot comes on the speaker and says, we're going to be on the outer fringes of a weather system that has a tornado in it.
Exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah, just exactly what I want to hear.
And
so,
this is in the 70s?
This is in the late 70s.
Oh my gosh.
So we begin to descend because he's going to try, he says, I'm going to try and beat it. That's what he said. I said, I'm going to try to fly around it. And I'm going to try to beat it to New Orleans because it was headed right for New Orleans. I'm going to try to get around it and get there before the hurricane does. So as he gets off of the loudspeaker, the plane starts really banging around. And I mean banging around. It wasn't the, like turbulence. It was like somebody grabbed a hold of the plane and started shaking it. And so we go down. He's in a steep dive. All the overhead compartments open up. The plane is really 45 degrees tilting from one side to the other. Everybody is screaming. The oxygen masks come down. Things over in the overhead bin hitting everybody on the head. The plane then goes up, down like a bucking bronco. And, you know, you can feel what stress there is on the plane, and certainly people who don't know a lot about riding in the white-knuckle flights, you know, they're just, there's one guy passed out. Throw-ups everywhere. I mean, it was a mess.
Wow.
And so, obviously, we landed, because I'm here to tell you the story, and I went down, and I said to the pilot, what were you doing? How did you handle this? And he said, I let the stick go and let the plane go where it was going to go. I wasn't going to fight it. It had to go in. It was in a vortex, if that's the right word. I think that's the word he used. And it was in a wind. It was like in a wind tunnel, he said. And it was going to go. We missed the. As it turned out, the tornado went to the west of New Orleans by about 40 miles. But we had enough of it so that we all thought, that was it. See you later. End of story. And I had to change my underwear.
I would hope in that situation that I am the person that passes out. I don't want to be awake for that. I just want to pass out and hopefully wake up when it's over.
That's scary stuff, I'll tell you. Speaking of that, a couple of hundred Hawaiian residents airlifted from Kauai, where we have a new affiliate, Star 97, We got two or three stations on the Hawaiian Islands. So those of you listening, you know, I'm looking at the website for the Honolulu Star at the moment. People stranded yesterday. 30, listen to this, 32 inches of rain in 24 hours. 32 inches of rain. No electricity, nothing. This is an evacuation like you wouldn't believe. Flash flood waters everywhere. And the radio station is up on top of the mountain on this island. But I just, I mean, imagine, talk about the going into the tornado. 32 inches of rain on some parts of the island. 61 people stranded. Bunch of people evacuated. There was a dam on the backside of the island that was inspected, apparently, and deemed safe. But that's the whole story is, imagine yourself with, I thought we had it bad here over the weekend. We got 2 inches of rain in 24 hours, and everything soaked. 24 in some parts of the island, 32 inches in another part of the island. Good Lord. Hunger.
Jeez.
Hunger bunga. Think about that experience. All right, here's another experience. For those of you who have your own little business, maybe you got a big business, small business, you know, there are a lot of advertisers who are on this program because they know we have a lot of small business people listening to the program. And one of the things that now separates folks who are trying to get the most advantage, take the most advantage of social media without having to pay a lot for it, are finding it kind of cool to have new web identities. They've gone to easyemail.tech. Get that right. It's not .com. It's not .org. It's not .anything. It's .tech. Easyemail.tech will make the process of changing your identity as a business owner online very simple, very inexpensive. Find out how you can get your own .com, .shop, .tech, .film, .whatever you want. Whatever your professional email may be that can separate you from the rest of the pack. I don't know if they have .plumber, but they probably have .plum. It's usually a single syllable that you want. So, but anyway, I think this is a fascinating idea in the world that we live in. Separate yourself from the rest of the pack. 844-344-7607. Can you imagine how this would work? Victoria, think of some of the people that we all know. Like, I was thinking of vets. Having my vet is William Carlson .vet instead of .com, right?
Yeah, it's so very cool.
It is.
It also helps if you have a name that's sort of similar or a very common name that really helps if people do a search for you, they'll know right away, that's the vet that I need, yeah.
Yep, right. Okay, so go to easyemail.tech or call them, have the conversation, see what it'll cost you. It's nice because it's a homemade business in America, American company. 844-344-7607. Great idea. Take advantage of it now. 844-344-7607.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Nori, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This sounds like a Mission Impossible, early on Mission, not Mission Impossible, but another one of the themes in that genre, Chucker, that kind of a movie.
One, Doug.
This is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This is the movie music from that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on the DJB show at 54 past the hour. Why are we has to be relating to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Because Rick Moranis, the star of that movie, Doug, who has not made a movie in like 2 decades, is 65 years old today.
Didn't he say, I just don't want to do it anymore? He quit?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he just quit. Dropped out of the box. And known for a lot of big movies. He was Louis Tully in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He was opposite Steve Martin in My Blue Heaven. Started in a movie called Strange Brew opposite his SCTV buddy, Dave Thomas. That was really back in the day. Little Shop of Horrors. And
My Blue Heaven. Anybody who hasn't seen My Blue Heaven, get it. It read it. Have you ladies seen it?
It
is a fabulous, funny, wonderful. He and what's his face? His sister. What's her? She's on her own right.
Oh, Joan Cusack.
Cusack. She's
Joan
great
Cusack.
In it.
Yeah.
She's great
yes.
in it. Martin is his usual fabulous. It's a funny, good, warm. Just it's a good couple hours. All right, Chuck. Are you ready? Movie quiz time. Name the movie from these clues. You ready?
Good.
Phoenix. Bad Cops. Las Vegas. Shot Up Bus. Pat Hingle. Shot Up Las Vegas House.
Is this all one movie?
Mal Paso.
The Gauntlet.
You're very good, Chucker.
Oh, my God.
Very
good. Are we going to even know any of these movies, Doug?
What? The Gauntlet is a classic.
I've never even heard of it.
That movie.
Never heard of it.
And it starred beside Eastwood his former long-term girlfriend, Sandra Locke.
Right. No,
they did not break up in a good way.
No, they didn't. But this is a good movie. You guys would be, you should go get this movie. All right? You ready? You take my word for it?
Okay.
Go get it. All right. Chucker's got some movie news for us right after this.
At Calitran, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Calitran, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Calitran and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Calitran is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Calitran can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, Chucker. What's the story? What do we have for movie news?
This is interesting, Doug. With Ready Player One now doing $447 million at the worldwide box office, Steven Spielberg is the first director whose entire movies combined have done $10 billion at the box office worldwide. Now, which is a pretty impressive feat. Now, on the heel of that, they made an announcement yesterday. Spielberg will most likely direct his first superhero movie in the DC universe. It's titled Black Hawk, about a 1940s popular comic. The lead character is a Nazi hunting pilot in World War II. I've not read the comic. I'm not familiar with it, but back in the day, it sold more comics than any other comic other than Superman.
Really?
Spielberg's next two films will be the fifth Indiana Jones film, which goes into production next year, and then a remake of West Side Story, and then he'll do this movie called Black Hawk. So Spielberg is 71, Doug. Still as strong as ever.
Nothing wrong with being 71, Chucker. You can still keep going.
Nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
You know, I was looking at a list of dead celebrities who were the most popular.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just have. Okay. I'm looking at a list of dead celebrities. Walter Matthau is on the list. Elvis Presley. Jackie Gleason. All these names the girls won't recognize. Lucille Ball is number one, the most popular dead person.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.